It's Friday. Well, almost. That was yesterday. Today is actually Saturday, and I'm at our second Hack Jam event that we're having. And this one is at the University of Central Lancashire in Preston, and it's got quite busy. We started about an hour ago, and I've bumped into Emma. Now, Emma, where have you come from today?
I've come from Bentham, but I teach at Settle College.
Gosh, that's quite a distance from here. Whereabouts is it?
It's about 50 minutes drive from Bentham to here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And do you normally come to Preston to do things like this?
No. I found this on the Computing at School's website.
Ah, right. Okay. Mm-hmm. We've got nearly 4,000 members on there sharing resources.
Absolutely fantastic. Yeah. It's really, really good.
So you're a teacher of IT, computing?
I'm head of, we're calling it head of IT.
Okay.
Basically, it's computing.
Right. Yeah. So have you introduced computing into your school yet?
We have. As soon as the government turned around and said, you don't have to follow the IT curriculum anymore. No more PowerPoint. So yeah, we've been doing Scratch, Kodu, we've done a bit of Code Academy to start
with,
just to get
dipping
them
your toe in the water just to try it.
That's the one. It's been a really interesting year because we've just been trying loads of different things to do with computing, finding out what's inside a computer, how networks work. And for this year, because nobody's ever done it before, they've all kind of done the same thing. So this is absolutely fantastic because it's giving me a chance to, for example, with website, I can use WebMaker, which I didn't know about before. I knew about Mozilla, but I didn't know
that they did all this educational stuff as well.
I thought it was absolutely fantastic because there's a backpack that I've just learned about.
Right,
that's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's really a good way for the kids to see how they're progressing as well.
And they can pick things up as they go along.
Yeah.
And there's the badges as well. Have you seen the badges?
Yeah, they're great. Yeah. Before I came here, I was thinking, okay, so I could take them onto a website and they can do the thing with the notebook. It's okay maybe for a couple of lessons, but then you really want to be doing something different.
And the thing I like about this is it's a phrase I use a lot. It's got a low floor, but a very high ceiling as well. There's lots of things you can go up and reach to do.
It's so true.
So why have you actually come here today? What were you hoping to achieve?
Two things. One, since I've got more into the programming and computing side, my 8-year-old's actually here.
Oh, you brought your child as well?
Yeah.
A boy or a girl?
Boy. Yes, two boys.
And would he normally do this kind of thing? or?
Well, he's made his own Kodus.
Okay.
He's made games in Scratch, obviously with my help, but it's really switched him on, you know, and I'm thinking the next thing I'm going to try and with is Mozilla, so it's quite ideal really because anything I do at home I can then use at school, you know.
So you can come here and like do a little bit of research and find out what works and then take it back to your classroom and
brilliant. It's like I've seen the Raspberry Pi kits that you've done.
Yeah, we brought some those today.
Brilliant. You know, the fact that you've just got everything
in the box. So we're using the Google-funded Raspberry Pi kits that we've got.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got some money from a few other organisations to sort of provide the keyboards and the mice and the cables. And then here we're using the screens that are on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
So you could literally just turn up, plug it in and start hacking with the Raspberry Pi. Mm-hmm. So is there a hub, a computing at school hub near where you're teaching?
I was hoping, North Yorkshire. I know there's a hub here
In Preston,
which I'm hoping to start going to.
Oh, good.
I've been keeping my eyes on this.
We've not published the dates for the next meeting yet.
And then there's another one in, I think it's called the South Lakes Hub.
That's right. So in the last episode of the podcast, I interviewed Kathy Taylor.
Yes, I'm going to meet her for the first time in September.
Ah, okay.
I'm looking forward to it.
So she's she runs the CAS South Lakes.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also the STEM Centre in York. I don't know if York a quite a hike to get to.
I'm writing that now as we speak.
So the STEM Centre in York, we helped them set up a CAS hub meeting, and now they have regular ones there as well.
And also Queen Elizabeth School with Roger Davis.
In between Kendal and Settle.
He's currently trying to get North Lancashire, North Yorkshire and Cumbria
altogether.
And any IT teachers interested. He's going to do a sort of event on the 26th of August between 1:30 and 4, where he's just trying to get as many teachers together as possible.
Okay.
And so we can all talk about the new points of study and try and identify training needs as
well. I hope you have a fantastic day.
Yeah, and you.
Can people find you on the Computing at School community?
Emma Partridge.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. As in a pear tree.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Enjoy the day.
Thank you very much.
So I'm going round our Hack Jam event and I'm talking to lots of different people. And who are you?
I'm Paul Benson, PS Benson on Twitter.
And you're a teacher, is that right?
Yes, I'm ICT computing teacher in West Walsall EATS Academy in West Midlands.
In the West Midlands?
Yes.
Wow, so
yes.
You've actually travelled quite a bit of a distance to get here today.
100 miles plus, yes.
Are you mad?
I am, my kids are too. My daughter's very keen to come and my son also.
So you brought your children along as well.
Yes.
Does that help as a teacher to try things out with your children beforehand, like lab rats?
Yeah. I think being a parent does help. Helps contextualise things a bit more and makes it more meaningful.
So what are you actually hoping to get? You know, this morning, there must have been a couple of times when you thought, oh my goodness, it's 7 o'clock. Why am I doing this?
Yes, a great opportunity to meet with people of similar minds, kids to meet and learn, keep learning, enjoying the fun of computing.
And are the tools that we're using today, are these things that you're already using in your teaching? Are they like the Hackasaurus and that sort of thing? Or
yes, I've been aware of them for year sevens and tried them at home briefly. And at a CAS meeting this week in Birmingham Hub, a lot of these things were touted and discussed. So the enthusiasm's there too.
So you've actually used them yourself in the classroom?
Yes, yeah? Yes.
Yeah. 'Cause I was talking to a teacher a little earlier called Emma, and she was saying there's things here that she hasn't seen yet, and it's a great experience to come along and without the worry of an Ofsted inspector or being observed or trying something new with a class that you've never tried before, you can see.
It's very relaxed and very informal, and it's a chance to see other people try it in different ways.
And do you think it's a little easier on you, the fact that because it's a Saturday, you have to bring your children along, you've not had to worry about like childcare? Is that been a benefit, would you say, or not?
It didn't come to mind too much, but we normally do things fun and activity-wise and learning on a Saturday, be it going swimming or playing a new game if it's raining indoors.
So clearly you wouldn't be doing this every weekend, travelling this sort of distance. Would you feel that you'd want to organise something like this in your own school? Or
yes, very much more regional. But the pull of Blackpool there does help with the sunny weather.
Yes, yeah. We were there on the Pleasure Beach yesterday with 600 children.
Yeah. Ooh.
So, Paul, you're in the West Midlands, and you said there's a Birmingham hub that you're going to at the moment.
Yes, there's the Birmingham CAS hub, and there's also Wolverhampton and Dudley, and they're kind of just sprung up, and I've been to a couple. And it's, again, good to meet like-minded people.
Okay. And on Twitter, you said you're at PS Benson.
That's correct.
Want to get to Julie. Well, yes. Thank you, Paul. Enjoy your day.
No problem.
Thank you. Now, I've gone off into one of our pods that we have at the Hack Jam 2, and this room, it's been labelled as hashtag pork pie subway. So, dudes, what's happening in here? Somebody tell me what we're doing. What's the point?
Well, we're making a multiplayer spaceship game where it's a shooter kind of game. And yeah, there's two spaceships, one at the top, one at the bottom. They move left and right. So
and they basically have to annihilate each other.
Yeah, and they're going to have
upgrades,
health bars and upgrades. And
okay. But there's four of you in the team. So have you got like people taking on different roles and responsibilities?
We keep swapping around.
So we've got an ideas man. Max is the ideas man.
What?
So fantastic. We've got Tom, who is going to be a future project manager. Tom has helped us get the board together with all the ideas together.
You?
We've got Jude. Hey, Jude.
Hiya.
Now, we've got Jude's a hands-on programmer. Jude's actually been doing some of the design work and some of the coding.
Super.
We've got Marcus, I should know, he's my son, MJ9 stuff, who's been throwing in the ideas and has also done some scratch development, and he's trying to help, and it's hands-on. We're taking turns in driving. We're using pairing.
Driving.
And we've already come across some bugs, haven't we, guys?
Yes.
So tell about the bug we found.
Well, we couldn't insert the picture into Scratch.
Was it not the right format or something?
What we did, we had two empty sprites down there. We deleted them both, went on to new sprite, create a new sprite, import a new sprite from file, and that managed to work. So,
So do you come to events like this all the time?
No.
No, is this the first time you've been?
This is my first time.
I've been to quite a few. I've been to Hack to the Future and
You've become a veteran at these kind of things. Mm. What if there was other people listening to this and they weren't sure about whether to come, what would you say to encourage them? What's the point in coming to these sorts of events?
Well, I wasn't exactly sure what to expect, but
pretty cool.
It's just hanging around with people who know what you're talking about. Because sometimes when you're at home or something, talking to your parents who don't have a clue what you're on about. but talking to people around here, they know exactly what you're on.
So did you find any of the adults here had a clue what you're talking about?
A couple of them.
not very many.
These guys, this team never met before. Two of the guys came separately, and this group's formed.
So we've all made new friends.
We swapped details.
When I came, I thought it'd be full of like loads of dorky kids with glasses. But I have glasses. Excuse me.
And we've only got one of them in the room.
No.
No offence, but.
Really
but good. when we use the word geek, sometimes we think of like, oh, geeks are like, oh, they're into science and they're a bit boring. But it's
science.
Wrong. Yeah, you're geek. When and Max, you look like, you know, you're probably a bit of surfer dude and
No.
You're a Minecraft dude, aren't you?
Thank you.
You really like Minecraft there?
Yeah.
I prefer techies.
Well, good luck with your game. I'll come back and see how it develops in a bit.
Thanks, techie teacher.
Okay. Cheerio.
See you later, techno.
Now, I'm in the design pod of Team Jelly Baby. So, who have we got? We've got...
Lawrence.
Jamie.
Okay, so why did you call yourselves Team Jelly Baby?
Because we created a traffic light system using Jelly Babies and Pi.
So, the Raspberry Pi kits that I've got had a Jelly Baby instructions pack inside them. So, did you manage to get that working? Is that what you did?
Yes.
So, why did you not just leave it as it was?
Because we added two more lights into it and seen how many. Then we decided to create traffic lights in one Jelly Baby. But then someone got a couple more, so we created them.
Have you ever used a Raspberry Pi before?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you've got one at home?
Yeah.
What kind of things have you managed to do with your Raspberry Pi?
Usually just stuff with Python.
So programming software on the screen?
Yeah.
So you've never done this kind of hardware stuff before?
No.
No. Do you think you might do that kind of thing again, or are you not sure?
Yeah. Probably, I don't know.
Yeah? Have you ever used a Raspberry Pi before?
No.
No? Have you ever come to events like this before?
Yeah, I went to the York Jam.
Ah, right, the Raspberry Jam we had in New York. And what did you like about the jam? What can you remember the really cool things about it?
The stuff about Minecraft.
That really appeals to you. Now, we've got lots of people today doing all kind of different things. What was it that made you think you'd want to come here today to do this?
Probably because I like using VBA.
Oh, right. Visual Basic. You've done some programming with that. Yeah?
Yes.
Right. So over here we have Ben Smith, you're a teacher.
Hello, world.
Hello. So, Ben, you've taken the recipe, you've helped Lawrence and Jamie with this?
Yeah, we got some Raspberry Pis with us, and we got a Jelly Baby pack, and like they told you, we got one flashing by sticking the LED up its bum, and then we thought it would be awesome if we got the traffic light system working, and then we realised if we bought a packet of Jelly Babies, and we had a red Jelly Baby, and an orange Jelly Baby, and a green Jelly Baby, we could make a full traffic light system made out of Jelly Babies.
And you had a problem before, you were looking for something to skewer a Jelly Baby.
Yeah, we had to hack that a little bit. What did we end up using in the end? Did you use the wire that I...
Paperclip.
Paperclip, yeah. Straighten a paperclip to get them together.
You just have to use the things that you've got available.
Exactly.
What have you seen throughout the day today?
What have we used? We've used some of this Minecraft stuff to play around on that. We've got that working on the Raspberry Pis and used... what else have we had doing? We've been using Scratch. We've been using Popcorn. We've been using Hackasaurus. We've had some Thimble going. Had them hacking their school websites. It's been really good fun.
And what kind? Because we don't have any pictures on this. What kind of people would you expect to? Or have you met today? Where have they come from?
Loads of dead interesting kids from loads of different schools. So, and people from my place have really enjoyed meeting them.
You've had to give up a lot of your time and energy and effort towards planning this.
Yeah, I'm heavily involved in the organisation. Heavily.
Thank you very much. So, it's Gareth, isn't it?
It is, yes. Yeah.
So, what brought you to this event?
Jamie asked me to come along because his father couldn't come with him. I've done a little bit of programming in the past, so I thought I'd give it a go, although anything I've done is way out of date now.
So, when you were Jamie's age, was there these kind of things available for you to get involved in?
There were one or two hobbyist clubs, but most of the time I sort of copy things out of magazines and use the odd bulletin board.
And do you have any? Do you think we should be showing children how to do this kind of thing? Or?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
The only thing I'm disappointed in today is that there aren't any girls here.
There are.
I haven't seen any.
Right, you've obviously been in the wrong space.
Yes.
We've got...
could we see more, I think?
Yeah, it would be great to see some more. We've got Rebecca, we've got Leah, we've got Mariam, we've got... There's two girls whose names I've not learned yet in the room next door. But go out and have a look and meet some more. And we've got mums here as well.
Yep.
And female teachers. Yeah. So thanks very much, Gareth.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Okay,
look at that. So, who's in the room?
This is Vicky Dodd. This is at Vickyville on Twitter.
VickyVille.
Yeah. And who have we got here?
So we've got Sam and Niall, and they're very quiet because they're building a
multiplayer space shooter game in Scratch 2.
The graphics for this are awesome. Everybody's come into their room has said, where did you get the picture of the spaceship from? And when they say, where did you get the spaceship from? This is what they say.
We made it.
And that is just incredible. It's just a shame the podcast doesn't have pictures in it, but it is. It looks amazing what they've made.
Well, you can upload a picture of it.
We can do.
We'll have to put a picture
on. Lots of pictures from today. So this is our second Hack Jam that we've run.
A bit different today. It was very, very busy early on. In fact, I think we had, at one point, there was definitely 70 people that had registered to come in. And that wasn't necessarily everybody who'd registered online, because there was two sheets of people who hadn't registered online that we weren't expecting.
Gosh.
So there was a queue out the door at 10.30 this morning.
And we've had... There's a gentleman I was talking before who's come up from the West Midlands.
Yeah, he's just left, because he's got a long journey. Yeah. So he got up at 6 a.m. this morning to come here.
There's a lady I've just met, who I interviewed earlier, called Emma. She's come over from Settle.
Goodness gracious.
And there was a lady rang me yesterday. She was going to come down from Scotland, but she said the air conditioning wasn't working in the car and she was a bit worried about the heat. And I said, look, we'll come up to Scotland and we'll run one up there for you. I hope she doesn't ask me to commit to that. So you've not had any... It's been your last week at school this week.
It's been my last week at Ashton Community Science College this week. It was a very sad day on Friday when I said goodbye.
But you're moving on to fresh pastures.
I am. Pastures new, where the grass may be greener and with lots of new challenges ahead.
At Our Ladies.
At Our Ladies. Yeah,
So this week, for me, I've still got 3 days of... teaching next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But we've had our school production on this week. And because we had the school production on Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, a lot of our lessons have been disrupted with, and especially with the computing class, because a lot of them revolved either... They don't tend to be children who are on the stage, but they tend to be doing a lot of stuff in the background, lighting and sound and that kind of thing. And that hit me hard last year. So this week I decided we wouldn't do anything sort of... that was constitutes towards coursework or exam. Now, at the jams that we've been running recently, we've been doing a lot of scratch dojos. And I don't know why, Monday morning I just decided, I've never seen anybody make a chopper game in Scratch, but I'm sure it's possible.
I did Frogger the week before, actually, with my Year 9 class. After we did it at the jam, I actually got them doing a Frogger game. I had them play. I found a simulation on an online version of Frogger. It was really naff. It wasn't very good at all. And I told them, so they played it for a while, and then I had them work in pairs, and we switched
don't
them.
Don't know what that was.
Every 10 minutes, I switched them around. So, you know, we had a pilot and a navigator. I don't know what that noise was.
So,
it's good though.
Yeah, it sounded like a noise of enjoyment. So the this is what Emma was saying earlier. She was saying it's great to come to events like this because you see children getting excited and trying things out. And then oh dear, somebody's just clicked on something that might mean that they've lost their game. I hope they haven't.
I think they have.
It might be that you've just opened the browser again. It might just pop up. So there's a really good rule here, which is if you're using the online version of Scratch, it's really worth signing in and saving your work from time to time. Oh dear, because that game did look pretty good. I wonder how long it would take to recreate it. It probably wouldn't take quite as much time.
Okay. Oh dear, never mind. Anyway, I did a Frogger dojo with mine, and they did a work pilot and a navigator where they switch places every 10 minutes. But carry on anyway about yours.
So well, the chopper game was interesting because I decided I was going to set chopper. I didn't get them to vote for it or choose it. I just said we're going to do
chopper.
I did
that with Frogger. Yeah. We didn't choose. Yeah.
Because we only had an hour.
Yeah.
And it meant that we could very quickly get on with it. But I did the same thing, coding in pairs, driver and navigator, they swap partway through. And we had all sorts of different things. We had some people were animating the helicopter, so that like when you click to go forward, the helicopter actually rotated its position to give it that idea. Somebody else did, by accident, they had it that one of the frames for animating the helicopter, it shifted slightly, but it actually worked really nice because it looked like the helicopter was jigging about in space, as it in the sky. So some were actually really focused on the styling, the aesthetics, the animations, where others got heavily involved in the coding. We had helicopters going through caves, helicopters where you had to rescue people off buildings, helicopters that could shoot other helicopters, helicopters that had to avoid other helicopters. And we had, and it was, so when we did the bit then where they all got to go around and play each other's games, you could hear lots of this, because they'd all done different games. So that was really what I
did. Excellent. But it gets some practice in the programming anyway.
It does.
Because I've found that once they become competent in Python, they go back to scratch and they understand it far easier, and they can actually create the game much quicker because they understand the programming techniques and the concepts.
One of the pupils in my class, Alex, was saying to me, you know, when we've been doing this thing in Python, where we have these conditional loops where it keeps going around and around, how do we do that in Scratch?
Yeah.
And it was good to hear them talking and using that terminology. So we've been drawn off to another room. I don't know what we're going to call this room. This is like the Paul room. And Paul, you, first of all, what year group are you in, Paul?
Year 10.
You're in year 10. And tell us what
in Miss Dodd's class. Sorry.
Somebody's going to have to now readjust their hearing after that. So tell us what you've been doing, Paul.
I've been making a traffic light in Minecraft.
Like red, amber and green lights?
Yes.
Yeah? So how do you make a traffic light in Minecraft? Because what I'm looking at, this looks like
Python.
This doesn't look actually like Minecraft. What is it that we've got?
Oh, you import all the...
So you're importing the Minecraft API into Python. So you've got import Minecraft, import Minecraft block, import time. And then you've got here while true. So you've got a conditional loop with what's going on. It's like put a block
putting a block.
So what are the blocks? Are they the blocks of the traffic lights, the three?
Yes.
Okay, and then what? Where are the colours identified?
They're the numbers.
Right, okay. So where it says block wool, are they the type of blocks they are? So the wool?
Yes.
Why have you made traffic lights out of wool?
Because it's the only colourful...
You can change the colour. You can specify the colour of wool.
Gosh, and it works.
Of course. So what we're seeing on the screen here, folks, is the traffic lights that they're being controlled through Minecraft, and it's three blocks on top of each other, and they're going through the colour system of a traffic light.
Brilliant. So if somebody else was listening to this and they want to find out, did you know how to do this morning when you came in?
No.
So you've never done this before? Not really, no.
You've done a lot of Minecraft before, haven't you? But you've not created traffic lights before, have you?
So what? And you've got your Raspberry Pi, our Google-sponsored Raspberry Pi, just in front of you, with all our... computing at school stuff. How did you actually find out about how to do this?
I went on Stuff About Code.
Stuff About Code. That's Code. Martin O'Hanlon's webpage. And he basically just says, here's how you make traffic lights.
No, it tells you how to like place blocks down in Python into the game.
And then you add it in. Yeah. That's brilliant. I'm going to have to take a picture of that as well so other people can see.
Well done, Paul. You're a star.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Space missiles.
So, I'm now in the room that belongs to Team Minecraft. Who have we got in Team Minecraft? What's your name?
Miriam.
Miriam, what are you actually working on at the moment in here?
We're working on trying to shoot the alien ships.
And what's the software that you're using to build it? What is it?
Scratch.
And this is version 2. This is the one that people can get online. Have you ever built games like this before in Scratch?
Yeah.
What type of games?
I've made a game about wizards. Wizards.
Oh, wizards! Like a magic game, yeah? With like spells and all that kind of thing. And who's sitting over here next to Miriam?
Hemera.
Has Miriam been using the keyboard all the time so that you don't get to use it? No. Have you had a chance to do some stuff as well?
Yeah.
Is this the first time you've come to one of these Hack Jam events?
No.
No, you've been before. And what did you do anything the last one? Can you remember what you did?
We were cropping pictures and...
And were you changing web pages as well?
Yeah.
Ah, great. Okay. Have you seen any Raspberry Pis today? Do you know what a Raspberry Pi is?
No.
No. Maybe we could...
I do.
You know. So what's a Raspberry Pi then?
Raspberry Pi is like a robotic version where you can stick it into lots of machinery.
It's a robotic Raspberry.
No.
Is it?
If it's a robotic Raspberry, it'll be a Raspberry Pi that can plug into everything.
Oh, right. Okay. So that's one version of the Raspberry Pi.
And a spy.
What have you got in your hands?
Minecraft.
I've seen that little green thing. It's like a little face.
It's a creeper.
A creeper?
Yes.
Is there more than one creeper then?
There are millions of creepers in Minecraft that come out at night. They don't burn in the day like skeletons or zombies.
Okay, and what's this sword thing you've got? I've seen that before somewhere.
This is a diamond sword that you can mine for diamond and get... This is diamond or blue stuff. And the black and brown is the wood, but the brown's the stick.
But this is you've not actually made this in Minecraft, have you? What have you made this with?
I don't know what the name is, but I just made it.
I think they're hammer beads, aren't they?
Yeah.
And you put them all, and then you have to put an iron on top to iron them. They look immense. Right, I'm going to go over here in the corner and talk to this gentleman who thinks I'm not going to come and interview him. So, can I ask what your name is?
Zach.
Zach. Have you brought Miriam and...
Amira. Yeah.
Amira here.
Yeah.
Hey, I've got Michael Smith here.
So, they said they've been to this kind of event before.
Yeah. They're more of a friend of mine.
Are you really cruel, dragging them along to things like this?
Hope not. I think they enjoy it, so I'll bring them around.
Do you think that there's like a real purpose or a real reason to get children involved in these kind of activities? Or?
It's the spark of interest, really.
Is this the sort of thing you might get involved in yourself? You're a software developer? Or?
Yeah, I'm a software engineer.
Ah, okay. You work for like Google or Microsoft or one of these? No?
I worked for Promethean for 10 years.
Ah, these are the people that make the interactive whiteboards that go in classrooms.
Right. Yeah.
Brilliant. And they're based in Blackburn, is that right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And you live in Blackburn, or...?
No, I live in Preston.
Okay, so how did you find out about this event? You saw something online, like on Twitter or something.
Yeah. Something like that.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Zach.
Yeah, thank you.
And we hope to see you again at future events.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm not saying where I work, though, on it.
No, you're not going to say where you work. No.
So, do I say Claire?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, who are you?
Is this a practice or is this a real thing?
This is the real thing, yeah. Yeah. So, who are you?
Hi, I'm Claire, and I'm an ICT teacher.
Okay. Claire, this is the first time you've come to one of these events. Are you wishing that you hadn't come now?
No, I think it's been great. It was the first one. I didn't know what to expect, but it's been fantastic so far.
So, before you came here, what did you have in your head? What did you think it was going to look like, and how different is it from what you thought? Did you think it was going to be like loads of people just sat there silently hacking
things?
Yeah,
I thought
things?
It was going to be lots of people in one open space just engaged in coding and that was it. But it's been lots of little different activities going on in different rooms and lots of conversation, lots of group work. And I think it's been fantastic.
And what is this you're doing here at the moment?
I'm making a hammer bead, Pac-Man.
Oh, of course. The ghost from Pac-Man.
Yeah, the ghost from Pac-Man. So I'm making that at the moment. Lots of children have been making their own designs or using designs that have been provided by Rose.
Oh, these, yeah. And what's the most amazing thing you think you've seen so far today?
The most amazing thing I've seen is... the Jelly Baby traffic lights. I think that's fantastic.
That looks really good with the Raspberry Pi and the Jelly
Babies
flashing.
Yeah, so they've programmed using Python on the Raspberry Pi and made it flash.
Well, Claire, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you. Yeah. It's been great.
And we're going to wrap up this podcast and we're going to say goodbye in a moment. Are you ready for that? So we say 3, 2, 1.
Bye. Bye.